You are listening to The News Project, in studio. Brought to you by GNAT TV.
Hello and welcome back to another edition of GNAT TV's in-depth series. I'm Andrew McKeever, the news director at GNAT TV's News Project, and it's a pleasure to have you with us today on Tuesday, March 30th. Our topic of today is real estate, and what are some of the trends that our guests are seeing going on as we enter into the second year of the pandemic, and hopefully much closer to the end of all of that than we are to the beginning. And about a year ago, as many of you will remember, the real estate market seemed to take off like a rocket, and homes were being snapped up all over the place, and seemingly being bought almost as soon as they came on the market. Here to kind of bring us up to speed on what's going on now are three real estate agents who represent the entire county and then some. We're really pleased to welcome to our program today Steve Stettler, who's a sales associate with Four Seasons Sotheby's International Realty, Julie Citron, who is a broker owner with RE/MAX Four Seasons, and Jennifer Hoffman, who is the principal broker and owner of Hoffman Real Estate. I guess the obvious starting point for us all is kind of what is the state of the market these days? When last we heard, it sounded like, as I said a moment ago, properties were flying off the market almost as fast as they went on. Is that still the case? And Steve, let me start with you. Are you seeing the phones ringing as often as they were before?
Yes, I think we all are. So much so, obviously, that the inventory is low, but the interest remains very, very high. So a hot listing, as my two friends will attest, will very likely go within the first week of the listing with multiple offers and at a very good price. So we've had to really up our game and find ways to make that happen so that the most buyers can see the property before it goes. And we can show it in its best light because once it's out there, boy, will they jump.
And Julie, is that what you're seeing in the area that you're doing listings in?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think we've seen a different kind of, overall, I think the activity has dropped just largely because what Steve said, there's not a lot of inventory out there. So, while I still have a huge handful of buyers and whatever, I think with the inventory being tight, you know, we've certainly seen a different kind of busy, I would say, than when this whole pandemic started, for sure. So, you know, it's more, you know, as Steve said, property goes on, you've got all your buyers trying to get them in the door. You're, you know, writing multiple offers, you know, in situations like that. And, you know, if they don't get it, okay, you know, we start over again and we sit back and we wait. And so I'm hoping with spring that we will start to see, I mean, I'm personally going on more listing appointments even in the last week. So I'm hoping that we're starting to see a trend where people are now that the snow has melted and the mud, we'll start to see that change a little bit. So, yeah.
And Jennifer, how are things looking to you? I guess is most of your activity farther south, like in the Bennington area itself, or are you covering the entire county or?
So I do cover the entire county. My focus is really from Pownall through Sunderland. I do certainly show in Manchester. I've had buyers who are like looking in three states, like they've lost out on 30 houses. You know, it's just, as Julie described, it's wild. You know, you feel like you have to take a little break, you know, when someone loses out on something, you have to lick your wounds and then another one pops up, whether it's a few hours later or 3 weeks later. And it's okay, let's, you know, get back in the driver's seat again. And here we go. And you try to put your best foot forward and not fall too far in love with the house because they might not get it. But you really do try to jump as quickly as you can. So yes, down here in the southern end of the county, Bennington, Shaftesbury especially has been very popular. People want more open spaces. And I find that, you know, Pownall, Shaftesbury, Arlington, they do tend to have some larger lot sizes for very reasonable prices. And so people are really excited to be able to stretch out and, you know, enjoy their yard and not have houses right on top of each other. People are still leery of being too close to each other. And when people are moving out of the city, they want that elbow room. And so you get a lot more for your money down here than you do up in Manchester, I think, or the mountains. And so it's been a hotbed of activity. We have no inventory as well.
That's fascinating. Are there any particular trends you're all seeing? Jennifer, you just mentioned that people want larger areas or larger lots. But are there certain types of homes that are particularly popular? Is size an issue for the number of square feet in a home? Is that
I find up in the what we'll call the mountain towns, which is where I spend most of my time, that the larger houses that quite honestly have been sitting there for quite a while are suddenly now very popular. People want the room, as Jennifer says, not just outside, but in fact inside. I think we've all been forced to live so much more of our life in our house and indoors, not to mention working and schooling from that place, and possibly having an extended family there more than we anticipated, that people want their own space. They don't want to be running their office from the dining room table. They want a nice room where they can go quietly read and not listen to other people Zoom or listen to music. And the good news for the larger homes that haven't in my area moved as quickly is that now they're jumping off the lot as well. So that's been, to me, one of the most notable changes in the last year.
And Jennifer, is that kind of what you're seeing as well?
I mean, I'm finding a lot of buyers prefer to have move-in ready. There's definitely a premium for that, particularly people that are moving here from elsewhere that, you know, don't have the contractors or the connections. And they just basically just they needed to get out of the city or their environment and come into a place that they can unpack their bags and, you know, certainly plug in their internet, which we, I think, are all anxious to have, and for the reasons that Steve said, you know, and get going. So I definitely think that move-in ready has been a huge, you know, bonus for people if they can find that as well. So
I totally agree. Not only do people want a larger house and more move-in ready, you know, neighborhood or not in a neighborhood, I think has been a really big deal to a lot of people. But I just came from a listing appointment, you know, and the seller said, gosh, this is a 5-bedroom house. I just don't think anybody wants a house this big. And I said, they do, because they then can have separate office spaces and schooling spaces or craft rooms. And having, I think, a little less open concept has been a new trend now, with so many people having to Zoom constantly for work and for school, that if you have one big great room where everybody's in all the time, that just doesn't work for what we're doing right now. And so having more bedrooms or more bonus rooms has become very popular. And I think it's still very unique. You know, like there's people who need a one level living. So the ranch style home, I think, is always going to be popular. And even if it does have multiple stories, at least having master bedroom, bathroom, laundry, and all of your public rooms on the main floor is extremely popular.
Are most of the buyers buying like a primary home, or is this like sort of a secondary place, and they're keeping their former residence in a city or wherever they're moving from?
Some of that, of course, depends on the area where you're selling. You know, the mountain towns, we're about 50% or have been second homes. So we're still getting a lot of second home buyers, but I'm also finding the trend now is moving toward more primaries or moving toward secondaries that will be used up to almost the 6 months of the year, and that they're already imagining will become a primary for them at some point. And that, for my market, is a change. It's partly related to the pandemic, but it's partly what I see as a belated awareness of the quality of life here. We've got excellent schools. We've got great outdoor recreation, some of it even free. You know, we've got the farm to table movement with fabulous restaurants. And now, believe it or not, in the country, even takeout service, if not delivery, and great arts and culture, you know. So people are really discovering, you know, I've only been in this business for 2 years. These ladies have got me beat there. But I felt for a decade that Southern Vermont has been hugely undervalued and underappreciated as a place to move and live. And I think the missing point always was, we have quality of life, but can you make a living? And now that people have learned that they can do a lot more from home, and all of our jobs have changed. I mean, none of us are really working out of an office these days and haven't been for a year. And some of us may never return to one, and some of them may barely return to one. So all of that's affected the market very much.
So clearly a key factor in all of this is broadband quality or capacity. I'm sure, is that like the first question people ask you when you're showing a house, like how many megabits a second of upload and download speed do I get? Or
I haven't had a buyer this entire year who has said, oh, and I don't need high speed internet.
Right. I added the little speed app on my phone so I can test it for them now, but yeah. And, you know, it's interesting that certain locations now have picked up, you know, Chester and Andover, which are lovely places to live near me, were not as busy until people discovered that they had, in many of the locations in Chester and Andover, fiber optic. So that made a huge difference.
I guess this is also a great time to be selling a house too, I suppose, if you're kind of at that point.
Do you have anywhere to go?
Right. I mean, is there something, a few things that folks can do to kind of enhance the value of their homes to make it even more saleable?
Go ahead, ladies.
I think that it really depends on the market and who the buyer is. So here down in, you know, my area, it is primarily full-time, you know, primary homeowners. And oftentimes they are going with financing that requires low down payment. And so when we're dealing with the alphabet soup of loans, VA, USDA, and FHA, which are very common in my market, there are things that a house needs to have in order to make it pass that appraisal, which is more stringent than obviously a cash buyer not needing an appraisal or even conventional. So things like the electrical outlets in all the rooms that could be wet, kitchen, bathrooms, where the laundry machine, washing machine is, outside, an unfinished basement, and garage. All those rooms are supposed to have all GFI outlets. So that's a very common thing that I will discuss with sellers when I'm approaching them to list and say, gosh, you know, this electrical has not been updated. This is something that we want to get scheduled because, you know, it's hard to get someone in at the last minute. Everyone is so booked and busy that for a small job like that, it's going to be really hard to get an electrician to return that phone call. So I do try to head those things off at the pass. Likewise, if you have some, you know, your toilet's loose or your hot water tank is old and you know it's going to die soon, like let's get that stuff replaced. And even if it delays us a month in terms of listing, I think it's better to get that done up front, show that it's been taken care of, and you'll get that money back.
Julie, let me throw this question your way. It was one we talked about earlier. You know, with the market so hot, is it easier to and less expensive to sell your house by owner or through a realtor? What's your takeaway on that?
Yeah, that is a good question. I mean, I think when this market kind of went crazy, I think we saw a lot of people just stick those signs in the ground and, you know, say, I'm just going to see what happens. But, you know, with the environment that we're living in with the pandemic and COVID, I think the resources that us as realtors can add and the value that we can add. There's all sorts of studies out there that have proven that if you list your house with a realtor, you'll end up getting more money in the end. I mean, one of the values that we add, that we offer is our services of negotiation. One of the biggest steps, everybody's like, great, I got a buyer, I'm ready to go, everything's done. But that's sometimes that's the easy step. You know, there is a lot of negotiations that happen behind the scenes after that. And that's where, you know, our expertise can come into play. We help with inspectors. We help, like Jen was saying, with the process of you know, foreshadowing what may come about ahead of time, and just helping them from start to finish and making it a smooth transaction. You know, you have to hire an attorney. We have those connections as well. And also we have connections with, you know, our lenders. We have a lot of fellow business practice that we work with. So, you know, we can help somebody get a mortgage quicker and that kind of situation. So it really helps to have sort of the expertise. Plus we, our own firms, we have a lot of marketing at our fingertips as well. So we know how to reach buyers effectively. And we also have a lot of the tools such as photography and video these days that can help make that happen versus your own picture that you're taking, you know, with your camera and trying to put it up there. So,
and we have the network of each other, you know. Yep. These two ladies are our past presidents, and I'm a current president of our South Central Vermont Board of Realtors, one of nine local boards throughout the state. And anytime any of us gets a new listing, we immediately put it out to everybody in the business. And we spend a lot of time networking. You know, we're a face-to-face business, not just with our buyers and our sellers, but with our coworkers in the business. So the word will really get out there, and we learn that we can trust one another, and that makes the business happen.
I'm actually writing and presenting an offer tonight on a for sale by owner for a buyer client of mine. Right. And man, it's hard. Like, I've literally had to do the work of both sides to even bring about this offer, because we've had to do a complete comparative market analysis to show the seller what we feel is fair market value, because no realtor has been there yet to give them this information. Frankly, their price is not realistic. And so even though my buyers who are desperate would pay that, it won't appraise. And so we're going to get 6 weeks down the road and the whole thing's going to fall apart, and that's going to make everybody mad and sad, and we don't want that. So, you know, going into this appointment tonight, you know, clearly I have the buyer's best interests at heart, but I still really, in a way, actually also have to have the seller's best interests in mind as well, to say, I still have to give you fair, honest information. I can't be misrepresenting sales. This is data. You know, these are facts. And that's information that a for sale by owner does not have access to.
I was just wondering, are you now able to show properties in person? I mean, there was a while last year when I guess everything was being done by video, but you're now able to kind of do it the old-fashioned way, so to speak.
I was always showing properties in person if people could sign the COVID form, which is developed by the state Vermont Association of Realtors, and we've all used it. And you share it with them before they come. It keeps shifting as the pandemic has. And most recently now there's a question, thankfully, you know, have you been vaccinated in 2 weeks beyond your final vaccination? In which case, obviously, they're usually welcome to come in. But I think what took all of us by surprise, if anybody had told us 2 years ago that we would be selling sight unseen properties that at best had a FaceTime tour, and then the people would be coming up to take a look and decide if they wanted it and let you know. But that was the loophole for quite a while, as if they did not pass the quarantine rules. The attitude of the state was, we don't want tire kickers, but we don't want business to stop, and we know people want to move here. So if they're really serious, they should go under contract, and then we'll let them come up for a day and take a look, and we'll give them a day or so to respond and get out of the contract. if they don't want it. And that, strange as it is what saved a lot of my sales there for a while. So there have been legal and responsible ways to work around that difficulty when possible. And all of us have spent, I think, so much more time, if we were showing something virtually, both making sure that we had a video tour, if not on our website, at least an amateur one that we could send somebody from our YouTube page or send in our email. And honestly, that as we walk around the property, we make sure they see that there's a little puddle of water in that corner of the basement, and really pointing things out that normally someone would see for themselves if they were in the room. But we have to be a kind of a double set of eyes. So it's been interesting, but I personally found a way to do that and largely have people. I thankfully never sold anything that was completely sight unseen. That would make me very nervous. But
is the so-called middle market also moving? Like, I mean, properties that might be priced from, let's say, $200,000 to $600,000. Is that also a vibrant part of the business, or
that's the hottest part? That's, if you have something, let me know. I probably have six buyers for it.
Okay. I'll give you a call after we're done.
Okay.
And it's always traditionally been the hottest market, right? Because it's kind of the median price nationally, really.
So yeah. For us on the southern end of the county, I would say between like 150 to 250 is normally our bread and butter. But at this point, I'd say for just about every realtor I know, between 2 and 500 is like, that's the sweet spot. So because we have people who are moving out of a more affluent area or where taxes are much, much higher than ours, they just can afford quite a bit more than what the average local person can buy. And so like Steve was saying, some of those homes that have been sitting on the market for a long time, or maybe they're just a little too big or too out there, that hasn't been a hindrance. You know, if you are thinking about selling, now is a wonderful time to list.
But, you know, now that we have remote working and the capacity for people to work from home and or hybridly or whatever, is this something, a trend that you could see lasting for several more years or even longer? Or, and again, is there going to be a cycle to this and when at some point or another that'll just play itself out and we'll kind of go back to a more traditional kind of markets environment?
These two can better speak to cycles because they've lived through some and I'm, you know, barely in my first. But I'll have to say, looking back on something I said earlier, because I feel this area is such a wonderful place to be and has been undervalued for a while, I feel we've simply caught up to what we are now. And my experience is that the majority of the buyers that I meet or that I'm dealing with are people who are very well informed, not just because everybody goes online now and has the time in the pandemic to research, but they're actually people with some life experience in Vermont that has always made them want to get here someday. And the pandemic has forced them to take the time to confront that now, to see the advantages they didn't even realize here, and if they're lucky, to act on it. And that's why, you know, I've certainly had a number of buyers who've taken a back seat for a while until there's more out there to look at. But the interest is not waning. And I think the interest is genuine and good. And I may be a Pollyanna, but I think it's going to be good for the area. These are not people looking to come here and transform the area. These are people that are looking to come and participate positively in a very special place. And I feel that's going to be with us. I hope it is. And I don't mean this just as a realtor now, but I mean it as a person who's devoted to this area. I hope it is for a while. As crazy as it was last summer, I hope not. But what do you two think?
Well, I mean, I think you're right. I mean, I hope it's going to continue. I think you might see it sort of mellow out a little bit. If you look at like just quick off you know, Manchester, for example, just the Manchester market has almost gone up 92%. I mean, the number of sales over last year has gone up that much. And we've seen about a 19% increase in the average sale price. So, I mean, that's pretty strong. Will that continue? You know, I think it's hard to keep that level unless we start to see the inventory sort of, you know, come back up a little bit. The sales just can't keep those numbers up if you don't have anything to sell. But I think hopefully it will continue. I think everybody's going to keep an eye on interest rates. You know, there's rumors that they may start to go back up, and that might have a little bit of play in it. But I mean, I think it will sustain here for at least hopefully another few years. So I don't know if Jen has any further thoughts on that.
I agree. I think that the market is in a really strong place. And I think that anytime you have a low inventory and even a modest demand, it's going to keep the prices where they are or rising. And yes, I am really hopeful for more inventory coming on now that the snow has melted, at least down here. Do you guys still have snow? it's 60 degrees out today. So I think that a lot of people have wanted to get a lot of projects done to prepare to list their homes, but because of the shortage of contractors who are all busy fixing up all the homes that have already been sold, it's hard to get someone to come in. So maybe you've known that even before COVID you wanted to sell this year or next year, and now it's a matter of getting the help to get through your punch list to put your best foot forward. So I think our market's going to stay strong. I think that the prices will eventually level back out. And so we want people to get connected here and make friendships, real lasting connections. So I think that the more that people do that, the more likely it is that they're going to stay.
Mm. And you know, another phenomenon, Andrew, of this time is that land is selling much more than it has in a while. And obviously construction has picked up. I mean, Jennifer's husband's a builder. She can tell you about that. But good luck finding a builder or a contractor right now. But so there will be inventory in that sense as well.
Mm. Well, yeah, you anticipated my next question there. you're a mind reader as well as a real estate agent. Well, that's interesting. Yeah, because I was wondering if raw land was selling too. And then I know construction costs are certainly high. But that might be one option for folks who did want to kind of eventually put down roots here, buy some land and build your own house.
Absolutely.
That's an easy way to go. Well, boy, time flies. We could probably talk about this for another half an hour, I think, but we're going to have to leave it there for today. But I wanted to thank all three of you for being with us to kind of bring us up to speed on what's happening in the real estate world. And well, all right, Steve Settler, Julie Citron, Jennifer Hoffman, great to have you with us, and thanks again for your time, and well, good luck out there in Zoom land, I guess, where you're doing a lot of this as well. All right, and thanks to all of you for watching with us as well. I hope you found the show interesting and informative, and we'll see you again the next time. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening local. For more local content, visit gnat.tv.